on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away, all things kept locked inside. You count your joys this lovely day, and you wonder why you cried. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry.
Friends, welcome to part two of Wilf Carter, Canada's very first superstar, and I hope you're enjoying the story about Canada's father of country music. In 1934, he did 7 recording sessions for RCA in Montreal, and on his last trail ride was G.B. Mitchell, who had contacts in New York, and he gave Wilf letters of introduction to NBC, CBS, and the Mutual Broadcasting System, and CBS gave him a contract, and they put him up in the plush Artist Club Hotel in New York City. And Wilf said the rugs were spur deep, and he was a one-man show working over the powerful CBS radio network, and the fan mail started pouring in by the sackful. Soon he would be heard over more than 250 radio stations across North America. In 1936, he moved into an apartment, and he met Bobby Bryan, a pretty blonde nurse from Pennsylvania, and soon after, they were married. And in 1937, with both fists full of cash, his dream came true when he purchased a 320-acre ranch just north of Calgary in the foothills of the beautiful Rockies. And after 3 months at the ranch, he joined the Canadian Broadcasting Network, and he drove to Calgary once a week for a live radio show. His records were now selling in the millions, and he found himself a celebrity. The word superstar was not termed until the 1960s, and Wilf Carter was now Canada's very first superstar. But through it all, he never looked down on anyone and was always just like you and me. And after a few months at his ranch, he returned to New York to his wife Bobby and CBS Radio. A couple more songs here by Wilf, and he's going to sing the streamlined yodel song from 1940 and Sittin' by the Old Corral from 1941. Both songs written by Wilf Carter.
Strolling through the Sunset Valley with the snow-capped peaks above, yodeling a song, swinging along the land I dream I love. Nestled among the mountain yonder is my little Swiss chalet. When the bright moon starts a-sailing, then I'll yodel far away. Sailing, then I'll yodel far away. Oh, strange land, far on up the trail. Seems I'm all alone, a helpless stray. Sitting all alone by the old corral, thinking of those days that used to be. I don't ask for pity, I just want a friend, someone just to keep me company. If I could only turn back all these memories to those good old happy carefree days, riding in the roundup, branding in corrals, cutting out that ball and ornery stray. With the roundup over, when the work was through, many of us boys would ride to town, singing of our sweethearts as we rode along, while a harvest moon was shining down. Sitting by the old corral, I'm just on borrowed time, waiting till I hear my range boss call. 'Cause here it's mighty lonesome, I've lost my only friend since partner went and left an empty stall. Sitting all alone by the old corral, thinking of those days that used to be. I don't ask for pity, I just want a friend, someone just to keep me company.
And now I know that most of you are wondering, where does the name Montana Slim fit into his story? A receptionist at CBS Radio tagged him with the name. CBS liked it, and they told him to keep it. In 1940, he wanted to return to Alberta, and it was time for Bobby to see the ranch. She fell in love with it and didn't want to leave. And then it was time to return to the United States. And on April the 29th, 1940, driving back, they were in a real bad head-on car crash at Shelby, Montana. Wilf's lower spine was damaged, and he had to wear a back brace for 4 years. After a long hospital stay, he recovered, but the old zip and pep were gone, and the doctors told him to go back to his Alberta ranch and recuperate fully. And from April the 8th, 1940, to December 1941, he didn't record. And while in Alberta, Wilf and Bobby were blessed with two beautiful blonde girls, Sheila and Carol, and they raised cattle to help with the war effort, and many a song was born at his beautiful Alberta ranch. In 1944, there was still a demand for Wilf's songs, so RCA had him come out of retirement, and he recorded 20 songs in Montreal. My Blue Skies is one that he wrote, and Put Me in Your Pocket was written by W. Lee O'Daniel, and he was the former governor of Texas, and here are those two songs.
Gentle breeze, while the cowhand slowly rides along the trail. All the prairie seems to murmur, all the gray skies roll away. She's my pretty little blue skies from the vale. Oh, my blue skies, way out yonder. Skies mean all the world to me. She's my blue skies, filled with sunshine. My gray skies have turned to blue. When you hear me softly calling on the prairie, call calling from the prairie crest. She's my blue sky way out yonder. I'm calling to the one I love the best. When at last the rays of sunset bid the rolling plains good night, and the stars play hide and seek amid the blue, it is then my thoughts will wander of old memories sweet to dream. Good night, blue skies, and pleasant dreams to you. Oh, my blue sky, way out yonder. Blue skies mean all the world to me. She's my blue sky, filled with sunshine. My gray skies have turned to blue. When you hear me softly calling of the prairie, calling from the prairie crest, she's my blue sky way out yonder. I'm calling to the one I love the best. Two lovers sat one evening beneath the pale moonlight. Tomorrow he must go away, great battles for to fight. He told her that he loved her, that he'd return someday and take her for his darling wife. And then he heard her say, put me in your pocket, so I'll be close to you. No more will I be lonesome, and no more will I be blue. And when we have to part, dear, there'll be no sad ado. And I'll go along with you. That evening soon was ended, her lover went away. And when at last he did return for the happy wedding day, his sweetheart, she was absent, to heaven she had gone. But she left to him her photograph, on which she wrote this song. Put me in your pocket, so I'll be close to you. No more will I be lonesome, and no more will I be blue. And when we have to part, dear, there'll be no sad ado. For I'll be in your pocket, and I'll go along with you.
As you just heard, in June of 1944, he was back in Montreal recording again, and close to his ranch was the Stoney Indian tribe, and Wilf and Bobby were very close to them, and the tribal chief made Wilf a blood brother and Bobby a blood princess, and they visited their new family on the reservation many times. Wilf was extremely proud of their friendship, and while he was out of circulation, there were several bogus or fake Montana Slims working the country music parks and the small radio stations. Wilf had to work hard at reestablishing proof that he was the real Montana Slim. In 1949, he was back. He appeared on the Grand Ole Opry, and after that, he scheduled a grueling cross-country tour. And the following year, 1950, he made his first tour across Canada, and he purchased a home in New Jersey, making that his headquarters. And now his two little daughters, Sheila and Carol, were part of the Wilf Carter Family Show as dancers and backup singers. And by 1949, television was in, and the music had changed. Record producers were after him to change and use modern background instrumentation. Wilf fought them all the way. A couple more songs by Wilf. One Golden Curl was written by Von Horton, and then it's Singing on Borrowed Time. And when it was obvious that CBS thought that he was over the hill, his sense of humor took over, and he wrote this one, both recorded in 1947.
Where are the blue eyes that sparkle so bright? Where are the arms that once held me so tight? Gone with the angels, gone from this world. Oh, how I miss you, my sweet baby girl. One golden curl, sealed in a locket all covered with pearl. One golden curl, just to remember my sweet baby girl. How I remember the last thing she said. Daddy, dear daddy, come raise up my head. I hear the angels calling up there. Please give my dolly a lock of my hair. One golden curl, sealed in a locket all covered with pearl. One golden curl, just to remember my sweet baby girl. Beautiful blue eyes, come back to me. You'll live forever in my memory. Beautiful tresses, ringlets of gold. Darling, without you, this world is so cold. One golden curl, sealed in a locket, all covered with pearl. One golden curl, just to remember my sweet baby girl. I ain't got no cares, no sorrows to share. I don't even know the thin dime. They say I am through, my days they are few. I'm singing on borrowed time. The skies are still blue, the sun's shining too. Oh, life is too sweet to feel sad. So I'll just stroll along, I'll keep singing a song. Ole, ole, ole. My time, it ain't long, it's just like this song. It's bound to come to an end. I ain't got no cares, no sorrows to bear. I'm singing on borrowed time. up to the sky to help on his heavenly reign. Then I'll bid you goodbye, may we meet in the sky, we'll meet on those heavenly plains. The skies are still blue, the sun's shining too, oh, life is too sweet to feel sad. So I'll just stroll along, I'll keep singing a song, oh, lady. My time, it ain't long, it's just like this song, it's bound to come to an end. I ain't got no cares, no sorrows to bear, I'm singing on borrowed time. So I'll just stroll along, I'll keep singing a song.
In 1949, he heard the song There's a Bluebird on Your Windowsill, written by a Canadian nurse, Elizabeth Clark, from the Vancouver Hospital for the Crippled Children. And Wilf wanted to record the song, but Steve Scholes at RCA didn't want anything to do with it. And Wilf said, well, we're cutting it anyway, so Scholes left the room. And within a few years, the song raised $100,000 for the Crippled Children's Hospital. And in 1950, he played the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto. And would you believe, there was 50,000 people there. And I've read that it may have been 70,000. With guitar only and no band, Wilf approached the mic and said, "It's great to be here, folks. I don't know what you want, but I'll give you what I got." He started with his theme song, There's a Love Knot in My Lariat, and he was given 12 minutes, and he left the stage, and the applause was thunderous. The director pushed him back on stage, and that happened 3 times. He took encore after encore. And friends, next I have the 1949 recording, There's a Bluebird on Your Windowsill, followed by Don't Wait Till Judgment Day, from 1947, written by Mal Burton and Shep Sessions.
Bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky, there are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. With every tear you've washed away, all things kept locked inside, you count your joys this lovely day, and you wonder why you cried. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky, there are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. Chance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever shed, comes sunshine after rain. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky, there are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. The rainy days may come and go, the clouds and roll away. Everything will come if you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. There's a bluebird on your windowsill, there's a rainbow in your sky, there are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear enough to make you cry. Never prayed before. But when all the sorting's over, then the Lord will show his might. Some are gonna be left, some are gonna be right. Don't wait till judgment day to cast your sins away. If you do, you're gonna see smoke and flame. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get on the righteous side, then you won't be denied when the Lord up yonder calls your name. They'll be begging, they'll be pleading, won't you open up the door? If you'll let me in, I promise I will never sin no more. But the Lord knows all that's happened, so you'd better see the light. Some are gonna be left, some are gonna be right. Don't wait till judgment day to cast your sins away. If you do, you're gonna see smoke and flame. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get on the righteous side, then you won't be denied when the Lord up yonder calls your name. They'll be sweating, they'll be fretting, there'll be teardrops in their eyes. They'll be calling on the Master for a glimpse of paradise. No one knows what will become of all the ones who shake with fright. Some are gonna be left, some are gonna be right. Don't wait till judgment day to cast your sins away. If you do, you're gonna see smoke and flame. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get on the righteous side, then you won't be denied when the Lord up yonder calls your name.
In 1952, he owned and operated the Wilf Carter Motor Lodge in Maitland, Florida, for a short time thinking it might be a cozy place for retirement. And as it turned out, he didn't have time to sit and sip the orange juice from his own trees. He was known as Wilf Carter in Canada and Montana Slim in the United States. Record sales were slowing in the U.S., but I can assure you they were still brisk here in Canada. And after giving up the motel idea, another dream came true. His records sold in the millions in Australia and New Zealand, England, India, and most countries where English was spoken. And while touring in Australia, he came down with an unknown illness and couldn't complete the tour. And after many months at home, he regained his health. RCA dropped Wilf, and from 1954 to 1958, he recorded 30 tracks for Decca Records. After that, he began producing his own albums, leasing them usually to RCA here in Canada, but also RCA in USA also leased several of his albums. The Decca recordings were released on an album in 1959 titled The Dynamite Trail, and it's still available today on CD. And you can find most of his music on eBay and also with Bear Family Records out of Germany. And next is a couple numbers that were very popular here in Canada. I'm going to tear down the mailbox from 1955, another Von Horton song, and one of my favorites from 1950, The Little Shirt My Mother Made For Me. Harry Wincott wrote this one in 1909.
I'm going to tear down the mailbox, tear up the address, I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna move to the country out on the RFD. At least I'll get a catalog to keep me company. They say the postman always rings you twice. I don't know the gent. Every time I answer, it's the landlord for the rent. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address, I never get no letters anyhow. Tear down the mailbox, tear up the address, I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna write
write to the paper, put me in an ad. Tell the world me betting borders left me raving mad. I'm gonna buy a home and pigeon, I'll send him on a call. I know I'll get an answer, brother, that ain't all. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. Tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna pay up my taxes so that I'll be free. I don't want no sheriff to come and COD. I had a gal who promised she would write, never would forget. She practiced on my checkbook, she'd up the river yet. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address, I never get no letters anyhow.
I'll never forget the day that I was born. Was on a cold and frosty winter's morn. The doctor said I was a chubby chap, and then the nurse she took me on her lap. Oh, she bathed me all over, I remember. And after powder puffing me, you see, she put me in the cradle by the window, in that little shirt my mother made for me. The first day I wore my knickerbrocks, oh, it seemed so funny after wearing frocks. I was a little picture, they did say, but when they let me out to run and play, oh, I didn't like the pants that I was wearing. And in the street I took them off, you see, and started walking home so brave and daring, in that little shirt my mother made for me. And then to school they said that I must go. I didn't like my teacher, you must know. And when I played the truant quite so dear, the teacher said, now Wilfie, you come here. With a big stick she beat around upon me. There's no mistake about my pedigree. I had the map of Scotland printed on me, neath that little shirt my mother made for me. Last year when I was on my holiday, upon the briny waters I did gaze. The water looked so fine I thought I'd go to have a swim, but in a minute, uh-oh, all the girls on the beach at me were gazing. Some were taking pictures I could see. It was very good for me that I was wearing, oh, that little shirt my mother made for me. Ali-ole, ali-ole.
While touring in Newfoundland, the Bill Lynch Carnival Show had to close because everyone was at the Wilf Carter Family Show. And that's just how popular he was. He did keep in contact with his mother and several of his siblings, and the Carters moved from Florida to Sun City, Arizona, and they would spend their summers in Calgary. And after his wife Bobby passed in 1989, he lived alone in his Calgary apartment, and he made several tours of Canada, and his farewell tour was in 1991 at age 87. He played six cities to a full house. After he arrived home, he never again took his guitar out of its case. Carl J. Swanson was part of the Carl and Jane duet, and he wrote My Wife is on a Diet, and the great songwriter Cindy Walker wrote the beautiful song Blue Canadian Rockies, and Wilf recorded both of these in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is on a diet, but I am losing weight. I'm getting weaker all the time. No gravy or potatoes, no pie, ice cream or cake. Oh, I have almost lost my mind. All day she feeds me lettuce, a morning, noon and night. She says we can't eat fattening foods, a girdle is too tight. My wife is on a diet, I am losing weight. I'm getting weaker all the time. Life is on a diet, but I am losing weight. I'm getting weaker all the time. My clothes don't even fit me. I look a terrible sight. Oh, I have almost lost my mind. I took a bath last evening just to ease my pain. But after I had pulled the plug and nearly went down the drain, my wife is on a diet. I am losing weight. I'm getting weaker all the time. I took a bath last evening just to ease my pain. But after I had pulled the plug, I nearly went down the drain. My wife is on a diet, I am losing weight. I'm getting weaker all the time with no spaghetti. Getting weaker all the time with no potatoes. Getting weaker all the time.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are a-blooming around the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they call me, and I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the girl I love so true. Oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for the home I long to see. Oh, what I'd give if I could be there tonight with the sweetheart that's waiting for me. In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming around the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea call me, and I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the girl I love so true.
After his first recordings were released in 1934, 3 or 4 years later, there were hundreds copying his style. His singing and yodeling style over the years influenced thousands of artists, and here's a few of those local and national artists. Tex Cochran, Smilin' Dick, the Saskatchewan Roamer, Tex Evans, the Yodeling Albertan, Smilin' Billy Blinkhorn from Nanaimo, B.C., Michael T. Wall, the Calgary Kid, Alonzo Marsh, Yodeling Slim Clark, Raymond Selleck, Don Miller, Nathan Tinkham, and Joe Val, the great bluegrass artist, Ian Tyson, and surprisingly, Roger Whittaker, Eldon Porter, Wallace Greenough, Kenny Roberts, Stu Davis, Stu Clayton, Lynn Russworm, Earl Haywood, Tommy Hunter, Stompin' Tom Connors, Chuck Irvin, Harry Monroe, Dave Harnett, and the first Wilf Carter sing-alikes were Reg Perkins and Curly McCowan in 1935, and Tex Morton in New Zealand and Slim Dusty in Australia. And I know there were hundreds and hundreds of artists that he influenced in other countries around the world. Shoo Shoo Shalala was written by Florino, Norwood, and Detweiler. Wilf recorded that in 1954, and The Dynamite Trail was one of his own songs, and Decca promised to let him go back to the old ways of recording, but he only recorded two songs with his guitar, and The Dynamite Trail was one of them.
Shalala, put your little cares away. Shoo, 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 shalala, tomorrow is another day. Shoo, 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 shalala, close your little eyes of blue. Shoo, 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 shalala, pretty dreams will come to you. Long ago, when I was a child, Daddy sang the sweetest lullaby to me. Shoo, 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 shalala, put your little cares away. Shoo, 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 shalala, tomorrow is another day. Shoo, 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 shalala, close your little eyes of blue. Shoo, 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 shalala, pretty dreams will come to you. My little darling, go to sleep. Shoo, 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 shalala, put your little cares away. Shoo, 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 shalala, tomorrow is another day. Shoo, 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 shalala, close your little eyes of blue. Shoo-shoo-shoo-shalala, pretty dreams will come to you.
Come all you young waddies, lean over the rail, and I'll tell you a story of Dynamite Trail. In Calgary, Alberta, the world's biggest show, you'll meet the best cowhands at the old rodeo. They come the world over to see the parade. There's Indians and cowboys and fair prairie maids. The rattling chuck wagon skinners harder than nail. I hazing them ponies round Dynamite Trail. Singing hi, yippee-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yo. We're all headed out for the big rodeo. If you see you a heifer you want for a pet, just swing out a coil of your old lariat. In old center field where the judges preside, cowboys take warning and spur that old hide. Rake them old spurs from the neck to the tail, for you're riding herd on old Dynamite Trail. Old cowboys are yelling, let them out of the chute. Comes a real stick of dynamite, root a toot toot. No use sitting cussing atop of that rail. Old Calgary Roundup is dynamite trail. Singing high, yippee-yi, yippee-yo. We're all headed out for the big rodeo. If you see you a heifer you want for a pet, just swing out a coil of your old lariat. Sitting top the chuck wagon, just can't seem to wait to cut round them barrels a tight figure eight. Then you all hit the track, trying hard for the rail. For Potter, you're riding an old dynamite trail. Now you've heard my story of the big rodeo. I ain't a kiddin', cause I oughta know. I was in there a-pitchin', many times I did fail. And that's why I call it old dynamite trail. Singin' high, yippee-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yo. We're all headed out for the big rodeo. If you see you a heifer you want for a pet, just swing out a coil of your old lariat. Singing high, yippee-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yo. High, yippee-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yo.
Wilf Carter passed on December the 4th, 1996, in Scottsdale, Arizona, 13 days before his 92nd birthday. In 1964, he performed officially for the very first time at the Calgary Stampede, and that was one of his lifelong dreams. He was the most requested guest on the Tommy Hunter television show, and in the 1960s and 70s, he toured with Hank Snow. In 1980, he toured with Kitty Wells, and in 1985, with Slim Whitman. He developed the first ever 3-in-1 yodel, first recorded on Swiss Moonlight Lullaby. He was instrumental in fostering the Canadian country music scene. He never pretended to be something he wasn't. He knew his audience wanted plain old Wilf, and if they wanted fancy words and fancy pickin', they could go elsewhere. He was known as the singing and yodeling cowboy. He was the father of Canadian country music, and he was as important to Canada as Jimmy Rogers was to the United States. He made somewhere around 800 recordings, he wrote more than 500 songs, and he released around 60 albums. And something to think about, three of the biggest artists in country music were Wilf Carter, Hank Snow, and Ann Murray, and they all came from right here in Nova Scotia. Smilin' Bill McCormick was the first to record The Blind Boy's Prayer, and the song was given to Smilin' Bill. Here's Wilf's version from 1957.
Dear Lord, please make me happy and contented with my lot, for I know there's others far worse off than me.
In 1971, he was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and Wilf was very proud of that honor. In 1979, he served as Grand Marshal at the Calgary Stampede, and he was awarded a trophy from the Calgary Stampede as Balladeer of the Golden West. In 1984, he was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame and the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, and also the Juno Awards Hall of Fame. A documentary was released in 2000, which examined his distinguished career. And while living in Florida, some young friends gave him a lift somewhere in their car. When he got out, one said, "Have a nice day, Wilf." And he decided that's a good title for a song. So here it is from 1976.
I've been walking down the highway without a thought or care, when a car pulled up beside me and asked me if I'd care to ride the old jalopy. Then I heard someone say, "Let's sing a song and ride along. Let's have a nice day. Have a nice day as you go on your way. Paint the clouds with sunshine and you'll hear people say, you're just a ray of sunshine, you've really made my day. Turn your clouds to sunshine and have a nice day. Have a nice day, have a nice day. Never let your sunshine ever turn to gray. If you're ever sad and lonely, remember what I say. Turn your clouds to sunshine and have a nice day." I strolled into a small cafe to put the nose bag on. In a corner, a jukebox playing a good old country song. As I walked up to pay my check, I heard a smiling waitress say, "Well, you can't go wrong with a country song. Have a nice day. Have a nice day as you go on your way. Paint the clouds with sunshine and you'll hear people say, you're just a ray of sunshine, you've really made my day. Turn your clouds to sunshine and have a nice day. Oh, have a nice day, have a nice day. Never let your sunshine ever turn to gray. If you're ever sad and lonely, remember what I say. Turn your clouds to sunshine and have a nice day. Turn your clouds to sunshine and have a nice day. Have a nice day."
At one time, there was a life-sized 6-foot-1-inch wax figure of Wilf in a Bath museum. And there's a good deal of Wilf Carter memorabilia here in Canning, Nova Scotia, at the Canning Heritage Center. And there's also a small section dedicated to Wilf in the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in Lunenburg. And he was also inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame in the United States. His accolades and awards are many more than I've mentioned here. And friends, I can't overstate the importance of Wilf Carter and what he gave to country music. Fans that I've talked to said during his final tour, it didn't matter if he could sing. All he had to do was sit on a stool, reminisce, and tell stories, and he would still have packed the concert halls. Time marches on, and we forget. And this is one man we should all never forget. And after all these years, he still has legions of fans. And I hope you enjoyed Wilf Carter, Canada's very first superstar. And I'd like to extend a special thank you to CFTA 107.9 here in Amherst for airing the program. I'd like to also say thanks to Fred Eisner from Lance, a bluegrass and old-time country music historian, for helping to provide information on Wilf, and also to Laurent D'Entremont, a freelance writer from Pubnico, Nova Scotia. And I'd like to close with Laurent D'Entremont's words from Wilf's 1991 Last Roundup Tour in Kentville, Nova Scotia. Wilf said his goodbyes, and before he left the arena door, he scanned the room, knowing this was where it all started, knowing he would never return. Where a handful of fans were standing, they waved, and he returned the wave, and that, my friend, was the real Wilf Carter. And here's the last song he ever recorded from 1988.
How my heart was filled with joy when I was just a barefoot boy, and I wandered through the woods and fished the stream. I was always on the roam, never liked to stay at home. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Her dad was always there to see as we knelt on bended knee,
and he thanked the good Lord for the coming day. Then you'd hear one awful wail, someone pulled the old cat's tail. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? As I gazed across the prairie while the sun was sinking low, listen to the low of cattle like the years of long ago. Gone are many dear old buddies, pardon if I shed a tear. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Then one day I thought it best, I jumped a freight train going west. I'd be a cowboy and I'd ride the range all day. I was in the Calgary Stampede, but I could never gain the lead. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, the good Lord lets me stay around. Many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you one and all when the work's all done this fall. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, but the good Lord, he lets me stay around. And many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you, one and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years?
I'll never forget the day that I was born. Was on a cold and frosty winter's morn. The doctor said I was a chubby chap, and then the nurse she took me on her lap. Oh, she bathed me all over, I remember, and after powder puffing me, you see, she put me in the cradle by the window in that little shirt my mother made for me. The first day I wore my knickerbrocks, oh, it seemed so funny after wearing frocks. I was a little picture, they did say, but when they let me out to run and play, oh, I didn't like the pants that I was wearing, and in the street I took them off, you see, and started walking home so brave and daring in that little shirt my mother made for me.